It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We spoke to Mr. Torgman, his first and only cello teacher.
He had no conception of the instrument. He was blowing into it.
And we're back on BYOB Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yay!
And typically, everyone is scattered to the wind. Scott the Dwarf is not here. Kristen is not here.
Kristen,
we have lost our
here.
Lesbians. Janae and Ty are not here. Kaz is here. Mackenzie's here.
Kristen is now giving Katie a massage.
I think there are people like lined up to get massages.
In a private room.
In a private room.
And the rest of the people are buying tickets to see Katie get the massage.
Next week on the show, we are going to talk all about ID theft, which is a very, very common problem nowadays.
So what is this, like a how-to?
It's going to be how to steal people's identification.
Oh, that'll be good.
Now, it's ID theft expert Chris Harris will be here, and also a return engagement from one of my favorite guys on the Food Network, Guy Fieri, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. He will be on the show.
Yes, indeed.
And let me see. Oh, that one in the middle, Bethann, we're not doing that. I swear to God.
Can I come see what it is?
Yeah, please okay. Come over here and see.
I want to see.
I'm making it. If you just look at it, don't say it out loud.
I'm just going to look over Mike's shoulder.
Right there.
To look at the list of upcoming guests that we are and aren't going to have.
Yeah, I think so.
Here now, wait a minute. Now, sometimes when it comes to the internet, Bethann's a little plugged in. What the hell is that in the middle? The son of John, Jonathan. Son of John?
Yeah, Jonathan Larroquette.
What do you mean, son of John, Jonathan Larroquette?
So it's John Larroquette's son.
Son of John, Jonathan Larroquette.
Yeah, you remember? You know, he's
is it the son of Jonathan Larroquette?
It's the son of John Larroquette.
But his name is Jonathan.
Son of John, Jonathan Larroquette.
You know John Larroquette from Night Court?
Son of John.
Can we get
Jonathan Larroquette?
Can we get Harry Anderson's cousin?
You know, boss. I'm just
wondering. Night Court relatives. The next week on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm sorry. I don't like it when they pile on you, but it makes me chuckle.
Isn't John Larroquette?
It says son of John, Jonathan Larroquette, and Seth Romatelli. Stars of the cult phenomenon video podcast. Dude. Is this huge on the internet?
It's huge.
It's big?
Well, that's why we've all heard of it.
Yeah, why don't you take a microphone, please?
Well, it's so big that HBO, the three biggest letters in cable television,
said,
hey, where are we going to put our advertising dollars? We put it into that. And this is the future, my friends.
So if I look at this over the weekend, this Dude,
I'll
I'm going to enjoy
it. Yeah.
Can we put it up on the web before we talk to these guys?
Sample yes.
It? On MikeO'MaraShow.com?
You got it.
Doesn't John Larroquette have a show called McBride?
He does.
And by Monday, you say, we're going to probably have an answer as to whether we're going to do the location at this place or that place?
Correct.
Yeah.
Very good.
I hope it's that place. I like this place very much.
They're both good.
They're both very good places.
Yeah, they are, but I like that other one.
I understand. But we're going to go to the one that you like the best.
Oh, I know we would.
That's the way that's going to work.
It always has been that
good
way.
Good stuff. Going to be very, very exciting.
Well, I'm going to the other one.
What else? What else do I have? I think that's about it. I think we've covered it. That means we're going to get back to Buzz Burbank right now. And Scott, did you write the poem?
Oh, my God.
Scott's back. Ty's back.
All right, come on back
in.
Only doing a little radio show here. No need to be, tardy.
Did you write a poem?
He said he's got it in his head.
He's ready.
He's
going
to do it.
I guess.
What I like on BYOB Friday, you know what I like more than anything else, is the sound of microphones being grabbed. Constantly.
I've never once heard that sound on this program.
Scott, you're responsible. You know, you listen to the end of the show, right?
Yeah.
You know how I do the little poem at the end of the show? It's going to be on you
sure.
Today.
Okay.
Well, now don't be like that.
No, I'm cool. Yeah,
you know,
I got
just
it.
Just play along. Do
I
you have
it.
A poem? Because
yeah,
I don't want to disappoint anybody.
Of course.
It should be about the show, Scott, and it should be witty.
I can't swear, right?
No, you can't
right,
swear.
There's no swearing.
You got it in your head?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
All right.
We're going to do that. All right, final buzz. Here we go. Hi, Kristen. Kristen giving everybody massages.
Yeah, I was favored over the break.
Come on.
Well, that's very fortunate for you.
I just summoned her.
Very nice.
Now it's Mike's turn. Kristen's hands are going to be tired.
No, I'm just kidding.
Ye master beckons.
Right. Very good.
Now, most times, the best or worst influence on a kid comes from the parents, so it's natural for parents to blame other forces for screwing up their offspring.
This is a good massage.
I told you. Hey, hey.
I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
That's inappropriate, Mike. 14% of parents are most worried about alcohol. 16% are most worried about the porn. 19% are afraid their kids will play Grand Theft Auto. Mm-hmm. And 49% are most worried about the weed. Wait, Grand Theft Auto? what exactly makes them so concerned? Well, 9% said it was the game's liberal use of the F word.
Yeah, and there's hookers in it.
25% of the parents said it's the severed head.
Oh, that's bad, too.
27% were of the parents were put off about Grand Theft Auto by the two men kissing.
Really?
Mike? Wasn't aware of that.
Mike?
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 We're doing a show here, Mike.
Mike?
Try to, Mike?
Mike O'Mara, there are two men kissing in Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. That's nice. This is one.
Isn't
Kristen,
it relaxing?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have you ever felt shoulder muscles that defined?
Never. They're like made out of granite. You know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
Feet of Apollo.
Thank you.
Almost like she wasn't even reading it.
Wow.
I love me to Kristen.
I had no idea she could lie like that.
Thank you. Hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Shut up, hey. You.
37% of the women, the parents, I'm sorry. 37% of the parents said it was the man on woman sex they objected to in Grand Theft Auto.
That's the best kind of sex, I think. Man on women.
So very tense.
What about women on women?
Also good.
If you analyze.
What about dwarf on dwarf?
You analyze the numbers.
Only ones in a gray wild.
You know, if you're in a mood to.
I love this show.
You'd find that parents objected to the sex of any kind in Grand Theft Auto more than they objected to the severed head. Mm-hmm. Parents are clearly out of touch. A survey of parents shows 14% suspect that their kids party on school nights. Mm-hmm. A survey of teens shows 46% of them actually do.
I love this show.
You're not even listening to this show.
I'm really not paying attention.
How do you know?
Be. Can I use that?
Well, no, you can't. That's my martini.
Water? All right, I need a.
Use the trash
I can't
can.
Say it. I can't say
use
it. No,
the
that'll
can.
Cause a fire.
I doubt it.
It would be unsafe. Okay. Here's a bottle.
Thank you. Thank you, Kristen.
Aww. That isn't
thank you.
Broken.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you.
And I want to applaud Mike, who listened to most of the show today.
I did. Thank you very much.
I can really. See your booty from this angle.
You did a good job.
Really?
Yeah, look.
I can as well.
Fantastic.
I think I have a better view.
I do. I do love my job.
You do, and you do a good job at your job.
I love your job, too.
Thank you. Where were we, Buzz?
I don't even remember.
Excuse me, Kristen.
Severed
this is
head
very rude.
And
step
man
away
on
for just
sex.
A second, please. This is very rude.
Right.
Sorry. I can't help
I understand.
It.
Well, it's beer. It's the beer. We do drink in here.
It's like the Roman Empire. I swear to God. Bring me more mutton.
I'll have another grape.
Mm-hmm.
A consumer website for air travelers shows that 85% of us want families with young children to sit in a different part of the plane.
Families with young children?
Families with young children.
I want families with young children to sit in the other part of the plane.
58% of us say families with children should have been segregated years ago. Even many family members thought they'd be more comfortable sitting around other people who don't mind kid noise. But nearly a third of us admit it will probably never happen and wouldn't work anyway.
I'm embarrassed.
Only not if
bed.
You don't stand up.
All right. Stop bad.
Only
thank you, Kristen.
No problem.
That was wonderful.
What? Isn't it?
Let me tell you. I told you about the time on the plane when right. when the kid was doing the little character voice.
Yes, I yes. remember.
And
the loud.
I finally said, shh. That's and the mother gave me a dirty look. You know, I've had kids, small kids on planes before. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit in a different section of the plane. You just parent. It's called parenting.
If only
you don't need
people,
any of this crap.
If only more people would, but they often don't, which is why 85% of us would prefer that families with children sat in a different part of the plane.
Now, you sound like you're supporting this.
What, me?
Yes, you are supporting this.
I love children.
No, it's not necessary. You don't penalize people because they're traveling with kids.
It's not a penalty.
What you do, no, you don't have. I don't want to be segregated if I'm bringing my kids.
We call it the fun section.
How about this?
The fun section.
How about a plane that's just for kids, mm-hmm. and that way you can fit a lot of them on there because they're smaller.
Including the pilot.
Exactly.
Stow them in the
how do you feel about this? You're a parent?
I think that you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I think absolutely.
How was that?
That was very good. Thank you, Rob. Case closed, Buzz.
That's what he wanted to hear.
Move on. Shut the door.
I always favored stowing them in the overhead compartment, but 85% of
limit
people
two.
Say that there should be a special section of the plane for families with kids. Only 15% think it's a bad idea. The website, by the way, is offering the following child avoidance tips. On your air travel.
Oh, God, this is your wheelhouse.
Travel early morning. Parents cannot get kids ready for a 5 or 6 a.m. flight.
5 or 6 a.m.? You don't have... How many flights are at 5 or 6 a.m.?
Oh, most of the ones I look at are.
No
I mean,
way.
I don't take them, but...
What, out of this town?
When you look for a good fare, those are the first ones that come up.
5 or 6 a.m.?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I've flown 5:30 out of BWI mm-hmm. before.
Really?
God, you got to leave so early.
It's, all right.
Yeah, that would be because it's a 5:30
yes.
flight.
It's like so early.
I'll be here all week.
Tip number two, Choose a seat on an exit row. Little kids aren't allowed to sit.
Federal
in exit
law. Federal
okay,
law.
I'm all for that. That's fine.
Next tip, get noise-canceling headphones.
That's a great thing. I use those on a plane.
And the fourth tip, the one you embrace, Mike, speak up to the parent if a kid's getting on your nerves.
Absolutely. There is no reason. Kaz, you doing okay over there? Is this your floor exercise that we're seeing here? What's going on here?
I feel short today.
She's used to
sitting on Buzz's lap.
What the hell? You're flipping around me. How the hell do you feel short? That's ridiculous.
I know. The one time I feel tall.
You should feel like a giant.
You want to feel taller? Sit over here.
Most of the planes nowadays, they're not big enough that you would have room for another section, would
exactly,
you?
Exactly.
Well, no, they're not talking about building onto it. They're just saying segregate families with children from people, you know.
Let me share a word with you, Mr. Burbank.
All right, please do.
The word is called tolerance.
And I'm a big supporter of tolerance.
I know you are, but
I've never heard this word.
Mm-hmm. Tolerance.
What word is this?
How do you spell that?
Tolerance and change. Rob does not have those words in his vocabulary. Oh, God, I got to get out of here.
Yes, you do. It turns out last month's incident involving Barack Obama's campaign plane was worse than any of us knew.
Yes, it was.
ABC News learned that the Midway Airlines charter jet's pilot declared an emergency and that preparations were being made for a crash landing. An evacuation slide had inflated inside the tail of the jet, causing the plane to drop from 32,000 feet down to 10,000 feet.
They call it pitch on an airplane, mm-hmm. and the pitch is actually what controls the nose of the plane, mm-hmm. so basically you don't have that. You can't bring that plane down safely, so it was a very, very difficult situation.
Fortunately, the pilot was able to regain control. His call to the tower was to make sure emergency equipment was in place before the plane made its diverted landing in St. Louis.
We'd like to declare this an emergency and also have CFR standing by in St. Louis.
I will show that, and do you have a preference on runways? Would you like runway 30 right or runway 30 left?
Well, which one is the longest?
Runway 30 left.
Okay, we'd like 30 left.
And it was after that that the pilot notified the tower there was a rather important person on board. And we have tape of that as well, I believe.
We don't.
We don't.
I'm
informed by the tower we don't have
that. Hey, you like that, Scotty?
That
was when they said Senator Obama was on board.
Right,
and,
that's right.
It was chilling, but it also reinforces what I've always believed.
Thank you.
Pilots are studs.
Yeah, this guy was for sure.
Women and men.
Can you imagine Michael Phelps as a pilot?
No, but I could imagine BBK as a pilot.
Yeah, I could too.
Finally, oh, the messes we make. In Fullerton, California, 36-year-old Jessica Higgins got home just in time to give birth on her front lawn. new dad got home just in time to cut the cord under the ficus tree, and there was placenta all over the driveway.
Oh, God.
Temperatures and tempers flared in St. Petersburg, Florida, the other day outside of 7-Eleven. Six people were arrested for rioting and criminal mischief. One woman attacked another woman with a can of boiled peanuts.
Ooh. Yeah.
Afterward, there were 25 hair extensions all over the parking lot.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Buzz Babes.
Yay. Thank you, Babes.
I want to thank Scott the Dwarf for coming on the show.
Thank
Scotty,
you.
I love you. You know that, baby.
I love you, brother.
You're
Scott.
A good man.
You're,
also, I want to thank
man.
Leon Leon Logothetis and Joe McLeod, our
Yay.
Movie reviewer. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Mr. Joe Ardinger and his dog, Chip.
Chippy.
The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is...
Okay,
thank you, perverted little wench.
That was a rhyme.
I know it rhymed. I hope somebody heard that somewhere along the line.
That's fine.
We'll be back with a big Monday show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Love you.
Good night.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.